everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about Morpeth Town, as they've announced in the past week their plans for a brand new club academy, and we'll be joined by Academy Director Nick Gray. But before that, we're going to Cumbria and to Workington, and manager Danny Granger and his assistant Stephen Rudd have signed a new 2.5-year deal with the club. And for more on this, Danny joins us now down the other end of the phone. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And first, a big congratulations to you and Stephen for the contract extension. How do you feel?
Yeah, we're delighted. Obviously, we came here 2 seasons ago and we haven't even fulfilled one yet. So it's very strange, but we feel like we've, not just us, but we feel like the club's moved forward, which was one of the things that we sort of targeted when we came in. We feel like that we are making steps in the right direction on and off the pitch. And the people in and around the club are happy with what we're doing. So, yeah, no, we're delighted, obviously. We're very happy with how we do things, and the club seem to be happy with what we've done. And again, it was we've been speaking about it for quite a while now, and it was just a case of making sure that everything sort of married up together with what we want to do on the pitch, what we want to do off the pitch, and what developments we want to make as a club as well.
How important do you think that stability is for Workington? As given, and it's difficult to say this, but the relegation season, which seems many moons ago, and the fact you're still in this division due to COVID, really. So how important is the level of stability that you're going to be bringing now over the next 2.5 years at least?
Yeah, look, we came in and we sort of set out a plan of where we wanted to be in 3 years. And obviously, being in this division wasn't one of them. So, no, like you say, stability is key for me. And I think, obviously, especially where we are, we're not in the middle of sort of the Northwest where we can go and attract players left, right and centre. And we have to create something that people want to come to. We have to create something that people want to be involved in. And I think, obviously, when you look at the likes of Ruben and Oira coming up from their area, they want to be part of something. And that's something that we have to try and do as a club. We're not trying to do it push above our weight. We're trying to build foundations. We've put things in place. We've got a full-blown reserve team now that are competing on a Saturday in a men's division, looking at putting an under-18s together. We've got a development centre that marries up with the club, my own personal one, and the Workington Reds in the community as well, run by our reserve team manager. And we're all singing off the same hymn sheet, which I think is massive. I think, obviously, it's quite easy for clubs to chop and change managers nowadays. And I think, obviously, with, like you say, the activity that was around the club in the year they got relegated, it was something that we had to change. And I feel like we're a long way down the line of changing it, but we're still nowhere near where we want to be.
I mean, judging from afar, you can see, obviously, last season was an amazing season, and this season we're shaping up. I mean, unbeaten in the league up until, you know, 9 games in, all heading in the right direction, and, you know, I'm assuming that you want to keep that trajectory up.
Yeah, there's no doubts. I mean, I think, obviously, I've got a good relationship with quite a few managers in our league, and I speak to them a lot, and everyone knows, and if anyone's honest, they know that we should have been promoted that first year. I know Ramsbottom had a few games in hand on us, but our running was much better than anyone else's, and we were clear at the top, and everyone knows that we undeservedly got held back. But again, we can't sit here and feel sorry for ourselves. We can't sit here and say, well, we shouldn't be in this league. We're in this league and we've got to deal with it. Whatever happens this summer, whether it's reconstruction, whether it's null and void, whether it's we start up again, whatever happens, we've just got to get on with it. And this is something that we've tried to turn in the club, in the mentality-wise, is that you can't look what's happened and try and affect that. You can't affect it. We've got to affect what's in front of us, and that's all we do. Obviously, we're making inroads now, and obviously myself and Rudy getting tied down means that we can now start planning, which we have been for the last few weeks, to be honest with you, planning on the different scenarios that what might happen and what we need and where we need to take the club.
No, great stuff. And I was going to ask you about how you've been spending lockdown, but like you say there, you know, developing plans and that. But I mean, how have you been? Have you been keeping in touch with the squad from afar and that kind of thing, keeping them as active as they can be?
Yeah, I think obviously it's very hard. I think obviously I'm at home with my 2 kids. My wife's still at work. There'll be lads the same as me that are in and out of work and things like that. And look, it was very easy for us to say to them last time, look, this is, we've got a target, we're coming back. We knew that the month break or the 2 week break, we were always going to come back. But I don't envisage us being able to finish this season. I genuinely don't. How we're going to do it, I have no idea, unless we're going to just carry it on and carry through the summer and finish this season when we finish it. But when you look at the lads, they've been off for nearly 10 weeks by the end of this month, which is longer than a summer break. So how can we just sort of jump back into it? So that side of it obviously is very hard, and we have been speaking to them. We speak to as many players as we can, me and Rudy, and obviously I speak to the captain a lot and try and make sure that the lads are communicating amongst themselves. But I think obviously that it was hard for them. Even this season when we were talking, we were coming away from games, and I remember coming out of the tunnel at Glossop after half-time, and one of the lads saying, listen, lads, just enjoy it. You never know, this might be our last game. And subconsciously, that affects people. It's hard for lads to plan and really get themselves going when they know that round the corner they could get shut down. Now, like I say, you would like to think next season we could be able to get up and running and crack on with the vaccinations and the numbers and everything coming down. But like you say, you never know what's around the corner. But yeah, we speak to the lads as much as we can. We give them little plans, give them little targets. We have little league tables amongst ourselves for competitive runs and little challenges just to keep them involved, really, and make sure that they're looking after themselves.
I mean, you already knew you had a talented squad to begin with. And like you say, I mean, with the reserves being developed and pathways for junior players and youth players, you must be very excited about the future because like we touched upon here, the squad's pretty good for step four to begin with. So you must be emboldened for when we do get back underway.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's something that we've obviously... That was another thing that we spoke about when we first came in. We have to create a pathway because a club like us, we have to financially offer lads above what they might be worth if they're going to come up here, if that's the pathway that we're going to take and not produce our role. And then all of a sudden, your club's working above a budget that it doesn't need to be. And there is talent in our area. There's no doubt about that. We've got a professional club in Carlisle. Lads come out of that. We've seen that. And we've had lads come out of Carlisle and come straight into us. And done really well and had interest from conference teams and conference north teams. And that's, like you say, something that we have to do. We're trying to create a pathway for these youngsters. And it's not going to be an overnight fix that you're going to have a 17-year-old ready to step in and play 30 games a season. It doesn't happen like that. And we're lucky. We have got lads coming through. Young Carl Lightfoot came on, scored in his debut, started the next two games, had an assist and done really well. So there is lads here that are ready to step up. But like you say, we are a club that wants to be successful, and we will do what we have to do to make sure that we are successful.
I mean, it's a given. I think most managers want to get back underway as quickly as possible, but obviously have some form of a mini pre-season, if that's possible, in March and February time. But I mean, how much are you looking forward to getting back on the touchline if and when it's safe to do so?
I honestly can't wait, and I mean that. It's been very strange for me. Obviously, this is the first sort of time I've been away from football in 18, 19 years, and it's very, very strange for me that I've not had anything to plan for, whether it be matches as a player, coaching sessions as with my academy, or standing on the touchline at Reds. It is very strange, and speaking to managers, obviously, I speak to a lot of them, like I say, and we're all the same. We're all chomping at the bit, ready to go, and we know things are going to be different, and we know things aren't probably going to be plain sailing, but it's got to be right for the clubs. I speak to clubs, and it's got to be right for the football clubs, and as cliche as it is, football at our level, it's nothing without fans, and it genuinely isn't. We've got some fantastic supporters in our club that come home and away with us, and to see them and hear them chanting away and things like that, it builds an atmosphere, and that's what we miss. And we missed that last year when we were only allowed 400 and we were selling out every game. It's hard when you're not getting all your fans in the gates. And I've spoke to managers, like I say, and they're the exact same as me. We want to get started, but we want to get started and be able to carry on. We don't want to just get going and then have to stop and get going and have to stop. We have to do things right. Things have to be ready to go, whether that's this season, next season, whether we're continuation. I wouldn't want to make the decision because you're never going to keep everyone happy. But it's got to be right for the football clubs, and the football clubs' long-term futures have to be at the heart of every decision.
And with that regard, it's final question, Danny. I mean, it's clear the plans are in place with yourself and Steve and there, and you know the chairman's expressed his delight at you two signing, and the fans, the reaction on social media has been superb. So like you say, let's get all our ducks in a row and get back to playing football with a crowd. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it, at some point?
It would, yeah, because it's something we're all missing. I think, obviously, watching football on the television, there's so many things you listen about VAR and this, that and the other, and managers getting sacked left, right and centre, and the financial side of this. But when you come down to our level, it is about the club, and it is about the real diehard supporters that want to see their club move forward. And like you say, every manager in our league, I'm absolutely positively sure about that they will be desperate to get back on that touchline and get back on the training pitch and put their ideas across. Because as you say, I think this league, if it is the league next year, there's some very, very competitive teams in this league. And obviously the likes of Pontefract have strengthened again, unfortunately, with Andy Munkhouse losing his job and bringing an old manager back. They've got Marine, who obviously done fantastically well in the FA Cup. And then there's many others like ourselves, Clitheroe, Marine, Ramsbottom. There's so many.
Danny, you've started listing, mate. There's going to be people getting in touch saying, what about my club?
Yeah, well, the good thing is, though, it's exciting. It bodes for a good league because there's that many teams that can go and do well, and they'll always be the ones that progress as well from this season to next. And that's the exciting thing, and everyone's looking forward to it. Everybody's ready to get going again, and fingers crossed it won't be long till we're all back doing what we love and all the fans are back in the gates.
Working to manager Danny Granger there, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show, and a big congratulations to Danny Granger and Stephen Rudd for that well-deserved contract extension there at Workington. Let's go from one side of the Pennines now to the other and to Morpeth Town, and this past week they've unveiled plans for a brand new club academy. And joining us now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined, and it's a welcome back to the show, to Academy Director Nick Gray. Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. So, great leap forward this from Morpeth Town. Tell us a bit more about the academy and where this idea has come from.
Well, my background is I've worked in professional academies and I've worked in college academies, you know. So, I know quite a bit of how they're run and what makes them work and what makes them better than that. And the chairman, Ken, obviously, the club are getting a brand new state-of-the-art 3G pitch put in for the start of next season. So they obviously need to utilise it. And obviously, with them going through the leagues, they want to try and embrace it as much as they can. And we're starting by the development from the bottom end. Because, if you can get some players coming through, that would be great. So that's the idea, as well as giving them some education. Now, what we've looked at is there's quite a few of these about with the education programmes now, but we're doing trades as well as the sports diploma. Now, the trades is appealing not just to the kids, but also the parents. I think we'll get some at the end of it. So we're looking at construction and engineering due to the chairman's background and one of the backers of the club. He's into construction. So the pathways out of it is see how far they can get football-wise, as high as they can get up the ladder, and also give them a trade at the end of it, which I think which is appealing to a lot of the boys. That's exciting times.
No, it's brilliant stuff that. And with regards to the progress that's being made, obviously you spearheaded the progress that the club's made. This is just another step in the right direction, isn't it? Not just with the academy, but like you say, the new pitch and that kind of thing. It's certainly a club going in the right direction here.
Certainly, I mean, sometimes I think we've went quicker than we thought, But it's this day and age, you're always looking to. Finances are going to get tighter than that. So if you can bring two or three players through, like other clubs have done, it'll benefit the club. Obviously, looking at the academy is going to, as I say, bring a lot of young players through, and they'll play midweek. And the club's on the up in difficult times for us all at the moment. But it's going the right way. And one positive about with all this happening is that we have been able to plan this in advance. So it's the start in September this year.
Brilliant stuff. And we'll get to, the type of players you're looking for and that kind of thing in a second. But you obviously keep in touch with Stephen and the management team for the first team. But I'm imagining there's a hope. Obviously, you're looking for players to, develop a trade and that kind of thing. But hopefully, they're going to make good first team players one day as well. I mean, is that in the forefront of your mind as well about pathways and developing them as players for first team one day, hopefully? Oh.
100%. It's a full-time football program to go along with full-time educational trade. So you would like to think that players, if they're getting good qualified coaching, and that they'll improve. They won't all play for Morpeth Town. Get that, but that's the whole idea, that we'll get some and we'll be disappointed if we don't, and I'm confident we will do. Steve's always, I speak to Steve every week, so we're always looking about how to improve the squad, the club. And, you know, there's things like the County Cup and the league where you might want to rest some of your players and you might want to give some of these young lads a bit of experience for them, and it's great for them. And, you know, it's definitely, like you say, going the right way, and we're really excited about the future, both on the pitch and off the pitch.
No, excellent stuff. And with regards to the current predicament we find ourselves in with football, I mean, what advice have you offered, Stephen, about how things are at the moment and how we get out of this? It's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is. I mean, he's frustrated about it, as we all are, you know. There's no right and wrongs about it. I mean, last year was null and void. I think it's debatable if that was the right decision or not. I think this year the league are holding back to make sure that they don't make the early mistake this year on that, but I can't see any other answer than being null and void this year. I mean, people have mentioned points per game, but there wasn't any points per game last year. It was classed as null and void, so there isn't. I heard an idea about why don't we start the rest of this season, next season, and start like a little bit later, September. So, because there's a lot of teams, I mean, Millwall overplayed the most games in the league and they've still got 32 games left, so you could continue maybe next season, but apparently I've heard that the FA won't let that kind of happen either. You've got to start in July or August and it's got to be finished by the May or June of whatever league is the season you start, so that isn't another alternate idea. So it is frustrating, but, you know, I think it's going to be difficult even when we come out of it, because you've got a lot of these lads are part-time at these clubs and they'll be going back to jobs, they'll be going back with family holidays, and then you're expecting to play football 2-3 times a week. So it's difficult, but I kind of see this season, I don't think it's going to, I think they're just waiting for the time. And then I think next year will be very interesting, because it'll be a lot of playing budgets will be a little bit tighter and they'll be competitive. And, you know, it's been tight, trying times for everyone, and Stephen's been frustrated. But advice-wise, to be fair, I just listen to him, and if he asks for me, I'll just give my opinion, and when he takes it, not that's down to him. But he's just started all right. Only played 7 games this season. Did all right in the trophy, and the FA Cup wasn't bad. So, but he's just frustrated, and I think he's like everyone, just wants some clarity, like if it's going ahead, not going ahead. But I think we know the answer to that. And then, right, when's it going to start? And I think he's just already focusing on next season, like a lot of teams are.
And as a club, it's not just the team, is it? As a team, we're all looking for the future. And it looks like, going back to this announcement about the academy, that MOPIF, it's allowed you to have time to plan and develop the academy for next September and the next educational year. MOPIF are going to have a big springboard into next season by the looks of it. So, I mean, that's all positive stuff, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the other thing that you see, when finances are going to be tighter, you know, we're going to have to look at academy players. So, you know, if we can get to 2 or 3, like I say, every year, getting a bit of experience, that'll be great. And you would like to think 2 or 3 will come through. And, you know, it's like I say, the club's in a great, healthy spot. You know, it's really looking forward to the future, and it's only going to help and enhance where the club going.
And with regards to yourself as well, I mean, the fact that, you know, you're the director of the academy, obviously a few youngsters might be a bit naive to who you are in that, but that's a statement in itself, isn't it? The fact that, you know, you're in charge of their development, and that should be a carrot and quite a motivation for them, I'd suggest.
Yeah, it's an experience. I've coached kids all the way from 5-year-old right until under 18 or 19, which is this program, and then I've obviously done the seniors as well, so I've got an experience, and you can use them from any age group. You're always learning, and we will push the boys at levels, you know. That's, I think, what you've got to do. You get nothing easy in life. If you do, then you're not doing yourself justice, I don't think. Everything, if you want to do really well, you've got to push yourself to the limit, and we will do that. And, you know, training on the pitch for the boys would be great, and watching the first team playing, and you know, listen, we'll have, you know, up to 60 kids on that program. We're not going to not all going to play for Motor, but I would like to think in, you know, 5 or 6 years we might get the odd one going into the full time game. Not everyone's not going to go on that, but we'd like to think, like I say, we might get the odd one in there. Then we'll, you know, there's a lot of teams, not just at Motor, but Northern League level. So we're just going to challenge the players. That's what we want them to do. Challenge all the players and get to where they can. We'll give them all the tools and we'll give them all the help and the guidance they need, and put an arm around them when they need it and give them a kick with the backside when they need that. But, you know, but it's an exciting time, and I've loved it. I've done this thing for about 10 years now, and it's great to see rewards off lads who are, you know, working hard, and we're looking to say it just enhance the club. We want to continue going the right way. The 3G pitch is a brand new pitch, which it's got to be at a certain level for what level we're playing in. So it's going to be similar to what Bradford Park Avenue is down as, you know. So we're really looking forward to the future, and it's you know, it's just the club's in a good place at the minute in tough times, unfortunately.
Well, like we touched upon, I mean, it's going to be September, but if you're a parent or if you're a potential player, they should get in touch with you now, Nick. I mean, how can people get in touch for more information and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, we've got on the website, we've got the email, you know, and either contact yourself through the club, academy@motortownesc.com, inquire about us. I mean, if, like, we are wanting 60. As a maximum, that's all we're going to have. But to be fair, we're up to already, because I have spoken to a few people, and we're over halfway of that already. So, you know, it's going to be good times, and we might not get the 60 the first year, because we're looking at this under-17s, under-18s and under-19s. It might take 2-3 years, but from what response I've had already and people ringing up and knowing about the area and wanting to be part of it, it's definitely a good place, and, you know, I can't wait to get started.
Oh, great stuff, Nick, and a big welcome back. It's great catching up with you again. Stay safe and good luck with the recruitment drive. And when we've got more news, we'll get you back on the show, no problem at all.
Great, thanks very much, Ben. Appreciate that.
Morpeth Town Academy Director Nick Gray there joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Show. A big thank you to both Danny and Nick for joining me this week. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure that you stay safe and have a good week. Bye-bye.